finding excuses for not doing these things. And one of the things that she told me was that if I didn't do what was suggested around here, just those few things that she had outlined to me, you know, those were the basics, that all those things I was afraid of losing, I was going to lose anyway. And that put me back in a place to know what comes first for me. And it has to do with living this program that I've been learning these last 8 years. So I got back on the stick and started doing the things that she suggested that I do. And she started giving me the things that it talks about in the big book for the fourth step. She gave me first a list of character defects to write about. And those are really just what it refers to in the fifth chapter about looking at the things that continue to recur, you know, in our character. And I looked them up and wrote about them as they applied to me, and then she told me to list all my resentments, which I did. She told me to list all my fears, that I did. All that I was capable of seeing at that point. I understand today that fear is the basic motivator for me. But at that point it was things like fear of fire or fear of losing my husband or fear of losing my job. They were pretty surface things. I know a lot more today about fear and me. And then I went through all my relationships and I wrote about all those from way back to day one. We call that sex inventory, but I took it to anybody that was close to me. And then during that time we talked a lot about old ideas. Talks in the book about how we have to let go of our old ideas. And I said, well, what are old ideas? Just about every idea I had was an old idea. Things to do with what is a mother, what is a wife. One of the hardest ones was, how do you spend a holiday? I got sober on Valentine's Day, and I already started worrying about Christmas, you know, New Year's, anniversaries, birthdays, sentimental. I had to learn to make holidays just a day like any other day and not make them real special. Because I get all involved in expectations about what you're going to do for me or how we're supposed to act or who we're supposed to get together with or what kind of present we're supposed to give or get. And I get disappointed. I can't remember ever having a holiday before AA where I felt okay. I've heard other speakers talk about it. You know, the thing of Christmas coming along when you're growing up and you get all this stuff and it's not enough. Everything you maybe asked for and it's not enough. There's a letdown there. There's a disappointment there. So that's one of the things I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous is how to get through a holiday successfully. That may not sound like a big deal, but it was for me. Because it's just one more day that I don't have to squander feeling crummy. And I drank to change the way I felt. So in AA, I'm learning how to do things different to change the way I feel. Another thing I learned was to do with